The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Stand for what's right and stand up to what's wrong.
All right, well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, sitting in for Mr. Stattmiller on Thursday, the 30th day of April. If you don't know who I am John Moore. My show runs here at Republic Broadcasting, 8 to 10 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. And my website is thelibertyman.com. This is a live call-in show. And we will take your questions and comments at 800-313-9443. Something I've been telling my listeners for some time is a fact, and it is a fact, that any coercion for you to take any medical procedure, it could be medicine, surgery, or a vaccine, any coercion is a violation of the Nuremberg War Crime Tribunals. Those took place right after World War II. They began around 1946, 1947, along in there, and went for, I believe, more than a year. One of my listeners very graciously sent me a small article about that. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, under COVID-19 updates, you'll see at the bottom of the tile there, mandatory vaccines and war crimes. Mandatory vaccines and war crimes. When you click on that, it gives the sections of the articles that came out of the Nuremberg War Crime Tribunals. They were incorporated in the UNESCO 2005 Statement on Bioethics and Human Rights. That's where they're incorporated. Article 6, Section 1, and Article 6, Section 3. So, it says the following. Forced, coerced, and mandated vaccination are in violation of these principles, a violation of Article 6 of the UNESCO 2005 Statement on Bioethics and Human Rights. Not much I agree with that the United Nations does, but this is certainly one of the things I agree with. Here I'm going to read Article 6, Section 1 to you. Any preventive, diagnostic, therapeutic, medical intervention is only to be carried out with the prior, free, and informed consent of the person concerned, based on adequate information. The consent should, where appropriate, be expressed and may be withdrawn by the person concerned at any time and for any reason, without disadvantage or prejudice. That's Article 6, Section 1. Now we go to Article 6, Section 3. It's not quite as long. In no case should a collective community agreement or the consent of a community leader or other authority substitute for an individual's informed consent. So going back to that first sentence of Article 6, Section 1, any preventive, diagnostic, therapeutic, medical intervention. That certainly would include vaccines. Of course it would. Preventive? Does that sound like a vaccine to you? It sounds like a vaccine to me. Now here we are in 2020. The Nuremberg War Tribunals were 73 years ago. And we have employers mandating that people take a vaccine or they'll either not be hired or they will be fired. U.S. military mandating that everybody in the military take a vaccine. It is not optional. They're not allowed to decline the vaccines. If they're just being joining the Army, Air Force, Marines, Navy, Coast Guard, they won't be allowed to be a sailor or a soldier or a Marine or an airman. They simply won't be allowed. They'll be discharged, hopefully with an honorable discharge, medical discharge, if they refuse vaccinations. Why am I saying all this? Well, vaccines are coming. This past Friday, a week ago, that would have been, look at my calendar, Friday the 18th of April, my friend Dr. Bill Deagle told me the following. He says, John, the vaccines are already prepared. They'll be announced publicly just after Labor Day. It's about 4 months away. They will be mandatory, and they will have the nanotechnology in them. That surprised me, shocked me, disappointed me to a certain extent. I've been telling my listeners on my show the vaccines have been ready for about 6 months or more in the refrigerator. I started saying that in March, that they've got 330 million doses of these vaccines in refrigerators for the past 6 months. I was saying that in March, before this really got cranked up the way it's being cranked up now, of course. And then earlier this week, it became mainstream news that Oxford University in England says they will have a vaccine ready in September. Mainstream news. A lot of concern. It's legitimate concern. It is very legitimate concern to be concerned about, will this vaccine be mandatory or will it not? If it is mandatory, what are you going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to refuse it. They can keep their vaccine. I'm not going to roll my sleeve up. I know what's in these things. Aluminum, mercury, fetal tissue from aborted babies. How long do you need to think about that, along with the live virus, or what they call attenuated virus? This cowboy is not going to sign up for that. If you are, God bless you. Let me know how it works out. Back in the mid-70s, they had something called the swine flu vaccine. My first wife was a registered nurse. We were talking about it And I was really considering getting this thing. I didn't know any better. She says, John, you really don't want to do that. And I am so glad I did not. The swine flu vaccine back in the 70s just outright killed many people. And I know people right now. Here we are, what, 47 years later, that are still disabled because of the swine flu vaccine that they volunteered to take. According to Dr. Deagle, the entire paradigm of vaccination is bad science and bad medicine. He's got far more knowledge and far more medical training and experience than I ever will. And what do I know? I'm a homicide detective and a talk show host. I know I worked with a number of medical doctors and chiropractors, men and women who have extensive professional training in healthcare, well past high school. They won't get vaccinations for themselves or their children or their spouses, none of them. Now, if a patient demands it, of course, they'll give that patient a vaccine, but they don't promote it or offer it. It has to be the client or patient has to ask for it before they will provide that. We are in truly historic times here, ladies and gentlemen. Truly historic times. There will be hundreds of books written about what's taking place right now in the year 2020. Hundreds of books. You can count on it. Before all this started, back in February, it was routine for my website to go for months, sometimes up to a year, with very minor additions to my website. Very minor. Most of them being a project that we have, and it's kind of a fun one that my listeners participate in with me. If you scroll down my homepage at thelibertyman.com, let's see, scroll down, I'll find this there. And that's not it. That's not it. And, okay, so we go, it's down pretty far, obviously. This has to do with, it's almost at the bottom of my homepage on the left side. It simply says, New Coastlines in the Media. It's fascinating how this whole project began. It's been now, I'm going to say, 6 or 7 years ago. One of my listeners sent an image from the first of the Godfather trilogy, the first movie, and I'm clicking on this image right now. The Godfather, the image isn't clicking. Well, the Godfather, there it goes. The Godfather is in the Vatican for a meeting with a high-level Vatican official. This room is basically 2,000 years old. It's got these maps on the wall. Maps take up basically the whole wall, close to it. And I can see on the left here, we got North and South America. And on the right, we've got basically North and South America, the Antarctic, showing the Antarctic connected to South America, by the way, Africa, Asia, Europe, all that stuff. Those maps do not represent the world that we occupy. It's far, far different. I'm looking at the one here on the right. There's no Florida. There is no Baja California. As I said a moment ago, there's a very strong land bridge between the Antarctic and South America. Now, a little sliver of land. This thing is at least as big as Florida connecting the two. So I posted it on my website. I thought, man, this is kind of unusual. This is great. Mediterranean Sea looks far different than it does right now, by the way. And Southeast Asia looks far different. So we kept that up there for a couple of years, about 3 years. And then it'll be, I think it was 4 years ago, this January, a listener found another image. This is what got the whole project really off to a start. Back in the late 1950s, there was a TV series called Highway Patrol, starring Broderick Crawford. Hugely, hugely popular. Low budget, black and white, hugely popular. I just clicked on the image here. Broderick Crawford is in the office of a petroleum executive talking about a homicide. He was a homicide detective for the California Highway Patrol. So here's the image. It's black and white. We've got North America, the lower 48. The map is in a frame on a wall, about 3 feet tall, about 5 feet wide, maybe 4x6. It's a good-sized map. Broderick Crawford has his profile to the audience, his right profile. His forehead is right about the Oregon-California state line there. And you can clearly see this is not a normal map of North America. It's the Navy map. The shaded areas are the areas that I found out by debriefing two dozen Navy veterans. The shaded areas are what will be underwater in the not-too-distant future. So the East Coast, we have flooding 100, 200 miles in. We get down to Georgia and Florida. It's more extensive. It goes inland more than 100 miles. And then we get to Alabama, Mississippi. They're basically gone with an inland sea stretching up towards Chicago. And of course, the first 100 miles of Texas underwater. Then on the West Coast, we've got an inland sea where basically tens of millions of people live. And then moving up the coast, a lot of flooded areas in the Oregon and Washington state areas. Once I got that image, it occurred to me, I bet there's other movies and TV shows that have similar images. And I started putting out a request to my listeners. If you find an image on a movie or TV show of continents that have different coastlines, let me know, give me the screen capture, and you get one of my DVDs as a thank you. So I've got these images here in front of me. I'm just going to go through them. You'll recognize many of them as films that literally tens of millions of people have seen. Some of them you won't recognize at all, some of the older TV shows, especially if you're under 60 years old. But let's just start out here. And number one, of course, is The Godfather. And two is Highway Patrol, Broderick Crawford. Next, we have Superman and Lex Luthor. Very popular movie. The next image is The Hunger Games. Now, how many tens of millions of people saw The Hunger Games? There's a map there. It's very stylized, but it's clearly what used to be North America. Next image, the film titled A Beautiful Mind. Once again, massively popular. Massively. The next set of, actually three images, another Superman movie, Superman Returns. Our next is a TV series. Now, before I mention the name of the TV series, it's in production right now. It's one of the most popular TV series ever put in production. NCIS. Now, there's a character in the film. He's called the director. He's the director of NCIS. The image on the wall facing the audience has changed. Initially, it was not as nice as it is now. It's currently, the wall facing the audience is a wood paneled wall. The image of North America is in a frame with its own light. Now, I've been putting a word out to my audience for a couple of years now, hoping that we would get a sharp image. It's very out of focus. I have to apologize. But even out of focus, you can see that North America does not have Florida. It does not have Baja, California. Here's our break. Call in numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. But we're never gonna survive unless we get.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, last day of April. April the 30th. I was going over the images that have been located by my listeners the past 3 years. We were at the NCIS TV series, massively popular. They, especially the past 20-something years, they pick the real winners when it comes to having movies and TV shows that tens of millions of people watch. The next image, it's from a TV show that was popular. I believe it was a Saturday children's show that I watched occasionally as a boy, 1955, Captain Midnight. Let's see that image here. I haven't looked at this one for a while. Yep, there it is. Black and white map of the world. There's North America with no Florida, no Baja California. You know, it's kind of stylized, but you can clearly see what it is. Then we go on to Elysium. Elysium was a fairly popular show, not as much as some of the others. Then we have a TV series. Once again, hugely, hugely popular, Dancing with the Stars. You got that image there. Something unusual, but one of our listeners in Austin, Texas, found a poster inside a Japanese restaurant with a stylized map of the world. Next image I'm moving, titled Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas. And that's a pretty good image. Let's look at that thing real quick here. This is the classroom image. And you can see North America has no Florida. That I believe there's no Baja California. It's an unusual projection showing what they call a relief of the ocean floor on this particular map. Very strange. Another TV, a movie from the early 50s, 1954, Miami Story. And then the oldest image we found so far, hugely popular, especially in the 50s and into the 60s, Look Magazine, a magazine that tens of millions of Americans subscribe to. Look Magazine, 1952. This bears talking about just a little bit. When you click on it, it's the article has a headline about the topic of the article, and it says, whatever it is, the Air Force must hunt for the flying saucer. So we got the image of the lower 48 with these images of flying saucers and the city and state that they were seen back there in 1952, but is superimposed over the Navy map, basically exactly the same one that Broderick Crawford had in the Highway Patrol, only about 7 years later, about 1959. The whole topic of UFOs is a difficult one. The more I learn, the more I'm convinced that the real unidentified flying objects are German technology from the Fourth Reich that took up residence in the Antarctic in the 1930s. And I don't want to dwell on that or focus on it too much, but Steve Quayle wrote an excellent book titled Empire Beneath the Ice. Empire Beneath the Ice, great book. I encourage people to read it. The first part of the book is solid, factual, historical material. Very solid, very factual. The second part of the book is premises that, and conclusions based on those historical facts and documentation about where these Germans and their descendants, I should say, because the original Germans, of course, would be 90 to 100 plus years old, who these people are and what they're doing now. Fascinating area, very fascinating. And I think we may be hopefully be looking, learning more about that. The Discovery Series investigation, let's see, this was August, yeah. This was a TV show about FBI agents trying to find a murderer. And tacked to the wall behind the FBI agents who were in a meeting is the Navy map in full color. It's the same Navy map we've been talking about. East Coast, West Coast, Inland Sea, Gulf Coast, and so forth. Right there in living color. A TV show, 2017, it wasn't that, I don't believe, hugely popular nationwide, but it was titled Louisiana Flip and Move, a TV show about people who buy homes, fix them up, and sell them. Next we go to something on the Smithsonian Channel, a TV show titled Aerial America. Aerial America. And then dropping back a few years to 1997, a movie titled Contact. That was a movie about aliens, I believe. Then going back once again 60 years ago, actually about 63 years ago, a movie titled The Night the Earth Exploded. Science fiction. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
All right, Tennessee Ernie Ford. I remember that song well. It was hugely popular. Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, sitting in for John Stepmiller on Thursday, the 30th of April. What an entertainer he was, Tennessee Ernie Ford. Okay, we're going through this these list of images. We got quite a ways to go. Quite a ways. Let's see. We had the last one was The Night the Earth Exploded, science fiction film from 1957. 1957 was a big year for this, apparently. The next one is another 1957 movie titled The 27th Day. Then we go to Mr. Ron Hubbard, Scientology, in 2015, a TV show with L. Ron Hubbard and a globe. I think, if I'm not mistaken, let's look at that globe here. Yeah, it's a globe, all right. And you can see L. Ron is standing there with kind of some kind of silk dinner jacket on. He's got his left hand on this globe. And there's North America with no Florida and no Baja California. And Cuba is connected to Mexico, and it's huge, a really big Cuba. And it looks like it's it's connected, goes around, and it connects back to South America there. I've never seen a globe like that, have you? I don't think so. Very strange. Then we go to a TV series. This was broadcast originally in 2013. The title of the TV series, Highway Through Hell, the episode titled The Comeback Kid. Then we go to something I watched a lot as a boy, the TV series Sea Hunt, starring Lloyd Bridges. I saw a lot of those episodes, and we've got the episode 22 from 31 May 1959. Next is a movie titled Magma Volcanic Disaster. Image there. Then a TV. I'm not sure if this was a... I think it's a movie titled The Northlander, 2016. Then we go to my friend Dan Sutterfield. He visited Noah's Ark down there in Kentucky, and he found these images. Let's look at these images here on display there. And it's kind of stylized, but we got North America there. And it, once again, it's a Navy map showing, if you know what you're looking at, you can see that East Coast, West Coast, and the Gulf Coast are underwater with an inland sea. Fascinating. Oops, went the wrong direction there. Yeah, these images, they've been in our face now for more than 60 years. More than 60 years. Next one is a TV series. I think it's a very popular one titled The Last Ship, Season 5, Episode 4. It aired on the 30th day of September 2018. I'm not sure. I know it's been a while since I saw this image. And, yeah, there it is, North and South America. There's no Baja California. There's no Florida. Looks like Central South America and North America kind of got mooshed up together there. Very strange. Well, here's one that caught me by surprise because I watched this movie. Hugely popular. There's now a sequel. Top Gun, 1986. Top Gun. What is that? 34 years ago. Top Gun. Yeah. So the image is right there, and it's not the best, but you can tell what it is. This is kind of funny. There's a Christian news service called True News. True is spelled T-R-U, True News. And the introduction, unless they've changed it, they've got this spinning see-through globe. Spinning see-through globe. And you can see that there's no Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas have lost much of the real estate, and Cuba is split in half. I got the video there. You can watch it for yourself. Next, we have a film titled Ghost Story from 1981. Now we've got, I believe this is an advertisement, Pan American Airline, which is now out of business, I believe, advertising video from 1958. Advertising video from 1958. And I got the Navy map there. Clearly the Navy map. Let's look at that again here. Another one. Another image. And it's the rest of the globe with all the low-lying areas in dark green. In Vietnam, Southeast Asia, Indonesia, parts of India, and so forth, underwater. Next, we go to History Channel, Ancient Aliens series. This is a show that aired on June 14, 2016, at the 18-minute mark. Next, we go to something on Netflix titled Another Life. I believe it's a movie, not positive. Let's see. We got a caller on hold here. We got Fred in Michigan. Good morning, Fred.
Hey there, John.
Yes, sir.
Pursuant to the purported mandatory vaccination, as you declared and documented, a few years ago, I called State of Michigan Health Department inquiring, and it took me probably 10 days to finally connect to the deputy director, who informed me that the so-called mandatory vaccination for school-age children is merely a recommendation. And I was told they cannot force parents nor their children to take a vaccination. Didn't say why, just said could not. But right. when the school district attains the quota, they do receive a monetary endowment. Okay, and then any agent of whatever entity is demanding compliance with a mandatory vaccine, if it were me, I would simply ask that agent for the affidavit, their affidavit, that they are an authorized agent of that drug company with full knowledge of the intrinsic toxicity data, as well as the research study data, which I require to create an informed opinion as to its safety and efficacy, and then also accompanying that declaration as an authorized agent with full knowledge of the mandatory vaccinations safety and efficacy, I would want them to, or I demand that they also declare that should I decide to take it, that any ensuing morbidity would be upon them, that I would then prosecute them to the full extent possible, punitively and compensatorily. And then, since we are in this time that we are in, in 1862, or was it 1864, President Lincoln made a declaration, and this is it: the power, the money, power preys upon the nations in times of peace, and conspires against it in times of adversity. It's more despotic than monarchy, more insolent than autocracy, more selfish than bureaucracy. So I asked myself, who could be the money power? Although it is already described, and I'm reading from Hitchcock's Synagogue of Satan, because turns out Lincoln was advised by a colonel, Colonel Taylor, and he was President Lincoln's, he was in Chicago, Colonel Dick Taylor.
Right.
So he advised Lincoln to start issuing debt-free U.S. Treasury notes, greenbacks. And so the people nor anyone else will have any choice in the matter. If you make them full legal tender currency, they'll have the full sanction of the government and be as good as any money, as Congress has given that express right by the Constitution. Okay, so he prints up 450 million worth of greenbacks, green ink on the back. And, of course, the Rothschild family is dead against this. And here's what is recorded by the Times of London in 1862. If that mischievous financial policy, having its origin in the North American Republic, should become indurated down to a fixture, then that government will furnish its own money without cost. It will pay off debts, be without debt. It will have all the money necessary to carry on commerce. It will become prosperous beyond precedent in the history of civilized governments of the world. The brains and wealth of all countries will go to North America. That government must be destroyed, or it will destroy every monarchy on the globe.
Very true words.
Well,
very true words.
1869, Grand Rabbi, this is the funeral of Grand Rabbi Simeon Ben Ayuda. This is a declaration made by Grand Rabbi Reichhorn, who's presiding at this funeral. Here's what he says. This is Grand Rabbi Reichhorn, 1869. Thanks to the terrible, immensely terrible power of our international banks, we Jews have forced Christians into wars without number. Wars have special value for Jews, since Christians massacre each other and make more room for us Jews. Wars are the Jews' harvest. The Jew bankers grow fat on Christian wars. Over 100 million Christians have been swept off the face of the earth by our wars, and the end is not yet. So, considering what William Henry Gaitzenberg has declared over the last decade regarding global pandemics, and the only salvation for mankind will be a global vaccine. Sounds like biologic warfare to me.
It does. Are you going to take the vaccine, Fred? I had to ask.
John, come on now.
I had to ask.
I will grab the needle. I will grab the hypodermic needle, and I will tell them, here, you inject yourself, because now you'll be doubly protected against me.
Right. Well, I'm not going to take it
and
either.
Then, John,
right.
And then, John,
I will present
to them my favorite remedy. Well, peppermint, essential oil, frankincense, essential oil, probably my two favorite. But then there's bay leaf, there's cinnamon. Oh, by the way, John, I acquired a textbook manual from some French company around 2004. And in there, it's an encyclopedia textbook. The French, the Germans, tested essential oils in hospitals during a contagion outbreak by simply diffusing it throughout the hospital. And they documented, if not a spontaneous, a near spontaneous destruction of all the airborne pathogens. And they said within minutes, these airborne pathogens were gone.
That's all it takes.
According
right.
to their test data.
You're right. That's all it takes, John, is essential oils and a diffuser. You're absolutely right.
And what I've done, John, since I have a mustache, a month ago, I was drawing with a friend from high school, and he's on hiatus from General Motors. I suddenly felt I used to get strep throat virtually every year until I started eating spices when I was about 26. And anyway, I felt this thing come, this itchy, burning sensation deep in my throat. So I snatched my little 1-ounce bottle of peppermint essential oil, started sniffing, And then I applied one drop beneath each nostril because I have a mustache. And it holds it there, absorbs it. Whiskers do very well. And then I started sniffing frankincense. In 20 minutes, that itchy, burning, nasty crud in my throat, well, within 30 minutes, it was totally gone.
Amazing.
And never recurred.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you for the call, John. We appreciate it. We really do. Got
all
a break
right,
coming up. We'll be right back after the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of April. It sounded like Rush Limbaugh's bumper music to me. Heard that a few times. We're going through images. Images seen by, literally, over the decades, hundreds of millions of people worldwide. American movies are very popular worldwide, of course. Images, continents with different coastlines, new coastlines. It's in our face. It's been in our face for, more than 60 years. The earliest image goes back to 1962. So they've been doing this for a long time. The next image in this lineup is a documentary, NBC documentary on Glen Canyon Dam. And they've got Chet Huntley standing next to this map. And I'm going to click on that here. Chet Huntley was hugely popular back in the 50s and 60s with NBC. And he's standing next to a knotty pine wall there. And there's a framed map of the lower 48. And it's the Navy map, once again, identical to what we've been seeing. Identical. It's in color, by the way. That was unusual for that period of time. The remake of the TV show McHale's Navy became a movie. We actually got this next box. We've got images from two films. The first is McHale's Navy, 1997, and then the film titled Tron. McHale's Navy starred Tom Arnold. The film Tron starred, done in 2010, starred Jeff Bridges. Next, we go to a movie titled The Island. It came out, was released in 2005. Now we go to a movie titled Mortal Engines. Mortal Engines. And it's a kind of a science fiction kind of thing with Robert Sheehan, Hugo Weaving, and Hera Himmler. Then we got a TV series titled The Man in the High Castle. Let's look at that. That's a very, I think it's back in production. And it's kind of stylized. They show the Germans are controlling the area west of the Rockies, the Japanese controlling the area, Germany controlling the area east of the Rockies, and Japan controlling the area west of the Rockies. Looks like part of Florida is underwater, part of Mexico is gone. Looks like part of Cuba, most of Cuba is underwater, and so forth. Interesting image. Very, very stylized image. Then we go to a film titled 200 Years in the Future. And let's click on that, see what we've got. Well, it looks like we got much of North America underwater. No shock, no surprise there. Let's click on the other image here. Basically the same thing, a little bit different perspective. Slide. Here's our top of the hour break. Calling number is 800-313-94.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.